The North Country's congressman toured Plattsburgh High School to see some of the special programs that have impacted both graduation rates and referrals for disciplinary actions. Principal Glenn Herlock led Bill Owens around the facility to numerous classrooms.
That's a 12th grade resource room class over here, and then this is our AIS literacy class.
Okay.
And what we do is look at all the different kids that are having different kinds of stressors in their lives and try to come up with plans for supporting them.
Okay.
It's all about supporting kids, and we find when we support them, they're successful.
They do better, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Absolutely. Down this way, we have a couple of science classrooms. On the left, we have an honors bio class and AP bio class. They've got a greenhouse in there, and it's kind of meant to replace microbiology, but the teacher retired, so we weren't able to continue with that. And then on the right here, we have an earth science class. Going down this hall, we've got some of the foreign language courses. We offer Spanish, French, German, and Farsi. We have 20 to 30 Germans that just arrived here in the school yesterday.
Principal Herlock explained that in the past 7 years, student population at the high school has declined from over 700 to 543 and has lost 25 faculty members.
As part of that, we look for any course that has less than 10 people signed up for it. We ask ourselves, okay, can we justify running that or not? And in a lot of times, we weren't able to continue to offer those classes.
As an example, Herlock showed Congressman Owens to some repurposed classrooms.
This was a home ec room. It was one of the things that was cut with the budget. And we used the home ec facilities to teach life skills to the kids that are more cognitively challenged.
Yep.
We used to have a pre-engineering program. It's one of the things we lost in the budget. So now we're using this room and a lot of the computers for a testing accommodations room. We did have a wood shop. We lost a teacher this year. He moved to Maine, and we haven't replaced him, so we no longer have any shop classes.
We're more than willing to sacrifice this room to have the technology back. It was a real asset for our students. I think we had a lot that are definitely need that hands-on, but we're also really lucky to have this room for our testers. We have a pretty big population of students who need accommodations during testing times.
Herlock emphasizes that the school does not teach for the test, and curriculum is focused on the student.
We include some of the test questions in every part of the instruction just so that they can see what kind of questions they'll face at the end of the year with their Regents and the new Common Core test. But a lot of what we're doing is really just trying to give them more applied, more student-driven learning, because that's what the emphasis is that's coming to us from the state. It's more about using multiple resources to learn, multiple ways of learning, multiple ways of teaching.
Following the tour, Owen said he found there were a number of programs he was unfamiliar with that are addressing issues.
The programs that I've been concerned with, PHS seems to be doing some or many of those, and that's very important because we need to recognize that we have to educate kids both to go to college and to go into the workforce, and programs that do that, I think, are very important. Also, the idea that some of the assistance programs they have in place that get kids into the right place, both in terms of frame of mind, but also education, is equally important because it saves dollars for us down the road.
Congressman Owens presented the school with a flag that flew over the U.S. Capitol. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.